What is this?
Little ditty I started playing over the weekend. Do you like it?
I like it. Thank very you. Nice. Can I hear a little more of it?
This took forever to learn.
You're good. No, it's chirpy.
Got a little bit of that steel drum thing going on.
Yeah.
You making margaritas for yourself?
I am.
I like one.
Every so often, I feel like in a family, there is a necessity to have an emergency family meeting.
Oh, really?
And I'm calling a meeting right now with our family.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Here in our studio, amongst us, on the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, show family.
Okay.
Show
family. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's an emergency because I can't wait for it to go through the red tape and the channels to come up with some kind of answer. I have two family members on this show that don't want me to do something that I want to do, and they have forbidden me from doing it,
Jack.
So I would like to beseech you to take my side on this.
Now in session, Judge Jack.
Really?
Well, thank you very much. Good morning. I hope everyone had a good weekend.
Oh, God.
Welcome to the courtroom of Judge Dak, where all decisions are final.
Does it have to be legal?
And irrevocable. Okay. Well, you'd like a decision made either for or against something that apparently the two other broadcast members of our show, Producer Blair and Jimmy Alexander, may disagree
teamed
with.
Up against me, right?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Well, I believe the plaintiff here is feeling that.
All right, let's hear this plaintiff.
Wow, that's not respecting your courtroom, Judge Jack. I don't
excuse
like
me,
that
defendant Blair. Please make your case.
I made a decision for myself as an adult woman that what I would like to do going forward is that I would like to walk to work.
Oh, this again.
What do you mean, again?
Now, please.
I'm sorry.
Allow the witness to give testimony.
Yeah.
And another outburst, and I'm going to hold you in contempt of court. It's going to cost you two Georgetown cupcakes.
Oh.
Hard hitting over here, Judge.
Mouth is shut.
Mm-hmm. Right,
please, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
I don't live that far. She's already... Do you hear her? Can you remove her from the courtroom?
One more outburst, it's going to cost you four, and you can't have one.
Whoa! All right.
That was fight words.
Wow.
I live maybe 2 miles from here.
If that.
And it would be a very nice thing for me to wake up in the morning by walking here.
Your Honor. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
It's going to cost you a couple of New York strips.
No, well. I'm sorry. Just when
wait a second. I'll give you an opportunity. I haven't even heard.
Oh, trust me, you'll get your opportunity to suck up any second now, Jimmy.
Well, he looks handsome today. He always does.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
Chambers.
I think it would get me revved up for the show instead of having to sit down and do crunches in the morning.
I
think it would leave my carbon footprint lighter on the world by not having to drive here every day. I don't see any issue with it whatsoever, and since it is my life, I would have thought I could make that decision. But two of our cast members, who won't be named, think it's dangerous for me on the wilding streets of Bethesda.
Yeah. Now, let me just say, you do live in a nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
It is a direct shot.
Right.
It's lit.
I'm not wandering down the Crescent Trail where I don't know. I'm wandering down Wisconsin Avenue.
And you're not leaving at a time of day when bars are closing. They're gone.
Yeah.
I mean, who's out?
You and the milkman.
I've watched at 4 in the morning to see who's out.
Mm.
There's nobody out.
Feel pretty safe about it yourself. Well, let's see what the...
And that's what I would like to do starting tomorrow, if I can get your...
Well, let's see what the defendants have to say about this and defend their position of why you shouldn't. James, let's start with you, please.
Thank you, Your Honor. May I say your eyes look heavenly. I'm swimming in them, but nevertheless...
A brighter shade of green today?
Absolutely, yes.
Nice.
What we know about Erik Hillary is one thing. She has a depth perception problem. So we're going to have somebody who has a depth perception problem to walk at night, in the middle of the night, in the dark, right by the street where she could fall off the curb. We've seen her drive off the curb.
It is a straight line, though.
Yes, it is. But thank so you, is Judge. The road that she careened right off into the Father Hurley. So my question is this. Should a woman who's known to be A, clumsy, B, kind of wobbly kneed, and C, has a depth perception problem, should she be walking in the middle of the night to work?
Interesting question. Well stated, by the way, and I appreciate you maintaining your decorum in the courtroom.
Was far more succinct than usual, too.
Producer Blair is. Let's hear her testimony, please.
I have concern for Miss Hillary over here because at 4 in the morning, it is quite dark out there, and we do see a little bit of riffraff out there in the morning. And Miss Hillary, Jack, do you see what she's wearing today?
Let's see. She has flops on. She has yoga pants, a cute doggy top, and a hoodie.
And I know due to the hashtag Me Too, you're not commenting on the cleavage that she has going on today.
I don't have any cleavage.
You said what she's wearing. You didn't say what she's strutting.
I never show cleavage.
She, walking down Wisconsin Avenue in that outfit, if she were to do that this morning, I think some whippersnapper would come and stop her. and try to offer services.
Okay, I can turn somebody down.
But I'm a little worried about what they would do. It's not really you. It's what they would do.
So you're worried that Erica may find herself in a position of discomfort, to say the least.
Yeah.
And perhaps would impact the show negatively.
Well, a little bit. And
it would make for a very entertaining first break, though.
Okay, so we could strike a deal if I would wear like a big coat over all this?
Over all of this?
Yes, and safety. I'm more worried about your safety. I don't like how you would be walking alone in the darkness. There are a couple spots along Wisconsin that are not well lit.
Jimmy, what would sway you to the side of acquiescing to Ms. Hillary's request?
There's no way.
Dark walking, stumbling,
careening, stumbling, bumbling. You know, this is a woman who really can't even park her car in the garage without it being in the way and having to have another employee move it.
That's why I'm trying to keep from bringing the car here.
So you're making the point, though, that driving may be even more dangerous, more ill-advised. We've seen her drive.
Right.
It was in a car that she rolled in Glen Echo.
Your Honor.
Yes.
May I say for the court, would you let your wife, Lisa Ann, walk by herself at 4 o'clock in the morning in the dark?
How much is she earning from every trick she turns? Is it a sizable amount of money?
Wow.
Is it
wow. So that's what this is my side hustle now. How much I can make on the way to work.
you both make very good points. And you stated your case extremely Ms. Hillary, I must say. I'm amazed the court maintained its decorum and everything was done professionally here today. I would like to say, I think, to be fair, that Erica should be permitted at least one opportunity to walk on her own to the station and to the show. With the caveat that if she's late or she doesn't make it at all.
Well, I think we've got a bigger problem if I didn't make it at all.
Is it our problem?
If it's going to impact the show, trust me.
But boy,
need all the help we can get.
What vindication, Blair, that we'd be right.
Yes, true.
But I'm also thinking, at the very least, if the Montgomery County police stop and believe she's actually working the street, we're going to have one hell of a first break. And she'll get a ride here anyway.
No!
I rule in favor of Miss Hillary.
No!
Now, Mix 107.3 traffic.
95 approaching Lorton Road.